Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, that there was Bumping on Sunset by the one and only Mr. Wes Montgomery that he made, I believe, 1965-66. The air date of this episode is December 22nd, 2020. Tonight is Roast. This episode is for entertainment purposes only. With the current uncertainty We are crumb bumming on and roasting current situations that change by the minute. And plus that, we're going to roast on the host tonight, Shabak, a little bit. And this here, basically, ladies and gentlemen, is for stress relief tonight, is because we know we got a lot of issues on our mind. Everybody's got a short fuse, and with this current situation with this COVID shit and bullshit, who the hell wouldn't be going off through a bunch of mental changes? Now, and I've advocated, and I still advocate, ladies and gentlemen, do not take this fucking vaccine, okay? It's because I think already a couple of people have already got fucked off by it, and then they're doing some fuckery over here on the internet or over CNN or whatever, and they showing these people here taking these bullshit ass vaccines. Okay, we see you there, brother Isaiah. How are things going for you there in Baltimore this evening? We also there see Sister Latrell as well too. How are things going for you all there in upstate New York?
And the black power, black family. It's, you know, the same
always,
old same
always.
Old. It's cold as hell. Yep, some cold as
oh,
hell
yes,
though.
Sir. Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. And by the way, and thank you, Brother Isaiah, for reminding me. Yes, yes, folks, we're coming to you from Lassen County, California tonight, which is up in the northeastern part of the state. It's cold in the motherfucker up here. It's up here in the mountains, and we're like about 80 miles north of Reno, Nevada. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when I go through Reno, Nevada, I just sit there and I listen to the spirit of the ancestors talk to me of how all them crackers was bomb-rushing Reno on July 4th, 1910. Do you see the great white horse, James A. Jeffrey, put this nigga in line, you know what I'm saying, and get the heavyweight championship back for the white folks. And then there was a bastard by the name of Jack London, and this son of a bitch has a square named after him in Oakland, California, by the harbor. And Jack London was a writer at that time in history, black family. And he's the motherfucker that came up with the term, the Great White Hope. And then, of course, our brother went in there and put hands on him and smashed his stinking ass and shut down that sorry-ass sack of shit. Now, the next heavyweight champion after Jack Johnson was the one and only Mr. Joe Louis. And then, of course, you know, Joe, he was great. He held the heavyweight crown for 11 years, which is a record that still holds to this day. But they always kept Mr. Lewis, like, on the silent side, always on the meek side, where he would come up and says, oh, just another lucky punch, just another lucky punch. Then after him, then you had another black heavyweight champion by the name of Ezzet Charles. Then after him, you had another black heavyweight champion by the name of Jersey Joe Walcott. And the next black heavyweight champion after Jersey Joe Walcott was Floyd Patterson. And then the next black heavyweight champion after that was Sonny Liston, who took the title from Floyd Patterson, knocking him out in the first round in the first match, and then they had a rematch where Mr. Patterson was knocked out again. But the thing is about Sonny Liston, black family, is that he was a great heavyweight champion. It's because the research that I done on Mr. Liston is that he would beat the dog shit out of police officers and throw them motherfuckers in the goddamn trash. Talk about being shit-canned. And then, of course, we do know who the heavyweight champion was after Sonny Liston, and so we're not going to say his name. But I will say his name, that he lost the heavyweight crown in 1971 to Smoking Joe Frazier's. Because as far as I am concerned, this particular heavyweight champion was the heavyweight champion from 1964 to 1971. But however, with white America, its lies, trickery, bullshit, and all this, they're going to strip that heavyweight champion of his title, who was undefeated. So fuck the goddamn New York Athletic State Commission. Fuck all the sanctioning bodies that took the title from him because the man was undefeated. And then, as far as I'm concerned, on March 8th, 1971, this is where that heavyweight champion lost the title to Mr. Frazier, and Mr. Frazier lost it to George Foreman. Then, of course, that particular heavyweight champion, you know, regained the heavyweight crown in 1974 October the 30th in Zaire, and I remember the night that it happened. So anyway, we got Sister Latrell and Brother Aziz on the line with us. How y'all doing this evening?
Black power, y'all. What's up?
Sister Latrell. Okay, all righty. But anyway, okay, moving right along. I'm sure they could join us in shortly. And for those of you, you know, want to take part in the. Oh,
yeah,
yes,
we can.
Yeah, we got you, Queen. How you doing?
Black
how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Well. We're doing well.
Okay, that's
just
good.
Just woke up
here. Oh, yes,
good.
Ma'am. Yeah, and this is why
nature.
We're having. And that's why we're having the roast tonight, you know, roast
oh,
on the host,
a roast,
roast
tonight.
On,
okay.
Yeah, but also
you know me, yeah,
roast on crumble. Yeah, but also too, but also too, roast on the sorry ass Trump, you know, who can't accept the fact that he lost the election and he's pulling his
yeah,
little temper tantrum
crybaby.
Shit. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Isaiah. That's the perfect term with this little crybaby ass shit. Motherfucker, you lost the goddamn election. You know what I'm saying? Pardon all your cronies. Pardon all your crooked
right.
ass pockets, including that motherfucker who don't know any godfather and all that old shit. Pardon a motherfucker. Take the keys to the front door of the White House, the keys to the limousine, throw them at Joe Biden, man, and get the fuck out. Ain't nobody interested in what the fuck your
right.
sorry racist ass got to say. Trick. You know what I'm saying? Kick us out. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yep.
And then
you
keep in mind, ladies
and
gentlemen. Yeah, yes, sir. And then keep in mind is that hiding Biden ain't going to do shit for you either. So all you stupid ass Negroes
yep.
out there that went and voted Democrat, so when you get fucked around again, when you get some more heavy sentences, you know what I'm saying? Just for being black in America, then blame your own damn selves. You know, fuck Biden. To hell with Kamala Harris, too, is because there was a meme up on Facebook today, black family, showing a picture of Mario Woods, and the meme says is that Mario Woods was shot over 20 times by the San Francisco Police Department. I did post it up on my wall. And at that time, Kamala Harris was the Attorney General of California. And yes, black family, Mrs. Harris or Ms. Harris or whatever what the fuck she want to call herself, had the power to go up there to have them sons of bitches arrested and had them. And she had the power as the Attorney General to have them arrested and charged them with murder in the first degree. Because it was intentional.
No, she didn't
you
do all that.
From the video, yes, sir, and you could tell by looking at the video is that these motherfuckers went off into a half circle so they wouldn't shoot each other. They positioned themselves, one pig discharged around, and then the others followed suit. So if that's not conspiracy to commit murder, man, then I don't know which way is up. But however, over the years, here's Shabaka's Black Experience, and I'm your executive producer and host, and our producer and co-host is the one and only Mad Dr. D. Okay, we are keeping our shows consistent as per his orders, and definitely we are reaching out to the black community. If you got anything you want to advertise and what have you, inbox me on the Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced Like page, and we'll take it from there. And if you're doing something for the community, by all means, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so let's get on here with this roast. So we're already roasting the dump, as in human shit. This is why I call them the dump. You know, like when you go to the restroom and you have a bowel movement and you flush that stinking nasty
that's
ass
the word.
Shit. That's what I mean by the dump.
You know,
yes.
You know when you go to the toilet, like you cannot get all that the shit out of your system. It's that one
exactly.
little one turd that cannot get out.
Yeah, exactly. And then who knows, that maybe the dump can go back to having Stormy Daniels spanking his ass with magazines and all that old type of sick shit, you know, out of a place called Los Angeles, California. Now, let's crumb bum on Los Angeles, California, black family. Now, here in the 1930s,
Los Angeles
was segregated.
Los Angeles because it's a breakdown for Los Angeles. That's what it was called.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, Los Angeles, translated into English from Spanish, means the angels. But, however, you got more devils in that motherfucker than hell itself. Look at Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the other sick ass motherfuckers down there who were screwing all the black actresses, you know, before they audition. You know, to get their big parts. Also, too, listen to an album called City of Angels by the Miracles. And then for all you young women who want to go out there to that cesspool, please listen to a record called Poor Charlotte on that same album called The City of Angels by the Miracles, and it was made in the year 1975, and that there is the album where they had the great huge hit on it for them called Love Machine. But check out the rest of the songs as well too. Okay, now
right, check them out.
Also too, another thing that I want to crumb bum on as well too is these fake ass black pastors and these mega churches and these motherfuckers with their pimp suits on who come up there every Sunday telling you all this shit from the pulpit pimp while they're pulpit pimping. But it's very, very interesting that these motherfuckers is always talking about give the church more money, give the church more money. Goddamn collection plate goes around, you know what I'm saying? congregation more so
only put like a dollar in the tag on plate.
Yeah, don't even put that.
It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, totally insane. And then you see this motherfucker wearing some nice tailored suits, you know what I'm saying, that I would love to get my hands on. And motherfucker got him a nice car, late model
nice
car, got him a nice Rolex.
And some nice
Roach,
some nice dress shoes and all that shit. I'd be like, damn, what the fuck? Got some pimp out shoes he got. Like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And then here these motherfuckers, you know, could do a whole lot in the black community. You know what I'm saying? But yet, though, they're sitting up there pulpit pimping. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, be advised that I just... And be advised, it's because I just got an inbox on my messenger from Facebook. Not from Facebook, I'm sorry. From one of my Facebook friends. And they got some virus going around here on messenger, from what I understand. Some dude showing his
Johnson. Oh, what kind of virus?
Yeah. And it probably ain't this person. And I'm willing to put my last $2.54 that I got in my pocket right now, saying that it's Facebook itself doing this bull. Bullshit, you know, to promote, you know, of course, their homo agenda. You see what I'm saying?
Been,
so like
yeah,
I said,
some
I don't put nothing past the motherfuckers out of
like,
the Bay Area.
I don't put
nothing past them. And then keep in mind, black family, particularly with black men, is that for some odd reason, they want to target heterosexual black men, you know, with this bullshit, and we don't mean no disrespect, ladies, but they're going after black men that like that thing in between your legs, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with it. Of course, it should be done in proper taste and what have you, you know? Okay, so we got another caller here calling out the 757 area code, and we're about to bring this person on real quickly, and I think I know who it is. Okay, so sister, most definitely, you know, we're getting ready to unmute your mic right now. It's a roast tonight, you know what I'm saying? So start crumb bumming, you know what I'm saying? It is all.
Hey, look, it's a roast on the white cracker that comes down the chimney, because if it was a brother, I think you would have got charged by the fence.
Oh, yeah, yes, man, without a doubt. And then let's put it out there. So therefore, black family, if you're out there kicking it on Christmas Eve night with your significant other and you smoking you want, sipping you on you some cognac, some brandy, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And if some son of a bitch comes down your chimney wearing a red suit, kick that motherfucker off the planet, 12 gauge, 38, 32, your bare hands, baseball bat, and treat it as a home invasion robbery, because come on, people, we can't be feeding our children this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Is because currently what's going on, black family, now this is on the serious side now, with this COVID shit, we already know it's genocide. Okay, we already know it. We already know it's fucking genocide. So therefore, and another thing too, let me put it out there. And if any of you goddamn right-wing Republican motherfuckers, Trump supporters, yeah, you're welcome to call in on this motherfucker too. The phone number is 516-418-5996. And all crackers and Neanderthals, you will call into this RPG station at your own risk. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's because because we're
peace, brother.
Bullshit.
Yes, preach, King.
Yeah.
Preach, King.
Yeah,
preach.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because you white folks, you motherfuckers are the virus. Okay, and Shabbat.
Yeah, that's right. Preach, King.
Yeah, you motherfuckers are the damn viruses, because every goddamn place where your stinking nasty asses went when you left that nasty place called Europe after the Spanish Inquisition and the bubonic plague,
and the
you
caves,
motherfuckers go all
and
around
the
world.
The mountains,
and then you know, and the first thing that you cave beasts want to do is violate the women. But at the same token, that any other person or any other man who is not white, you want to hang on
and
the
like
end of a
rope.
Somebody
want to look at a pink dick. Get out of here.
and then y'all want to sit up here and go castrate the brother. Now, as we all know, black family, it wasn't so much the black man chasing the white woman. It was the white woman chasing the black male. And let's look at this stinking, raggedy-ass hoe who sat there and falsely accused Emmett Till of whistling at her ugly ass. And then, of course, we know what happened.
Wait a minute. They didn't tell you, Shabaka? Wait a minute.
They didn't tell y'all
that them motherfuckers was doing some witchcraft on you? When if you go to get out, they was tapping that little cup. You know what I'm saying? They was doing a little witchcraft on you. We know about them Wiccas. Tell me, we know about you, Wiccas. Y'all using our shit against our own brothers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you trying to try to get your ass looking all fat and pretty. Get your leg off, your lips done. Get your titties done. Just look like me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's real talk, sis.
And
yeah,
having on my face behind, too. Yep, they got everything.
Glad you brought that up, Brother Isaiah, because in Hollywood,
you know damn well.
In Hollywood, they got this place called Fredericks of Hollywood, right? And Fredericks of Hollywood is where these broads go by, these fake boobs, ass implants. See, collagen for their lips and shit.
Right.
And then 10-15 years
like a hot
later, these motherfuckers be looking like something out the damn creature from the Black Lagoon. Looking ugly.
But
I'm
going to tell you, the sad part. Just like that single.
Sorry,
Kim Michelle.
Yeah.
She done did so much plastic surgery, they had to get that silicone out her body. See, every time she got to do something to her body to be more. Look at Lil' Kim. All right?
Oh, yeah.
She looked like a hot
man. Right.
Yeah, that's
she's like a little Asian. Yeah, she's like a little Asian Kim now. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, and then on top of that,
yeah,
don't think about that. The brothers and sisters, and after I heard bleaching your skin is very evident.
Yeah.
I was watching a lot of man's dance. And she was talking about them sisters that get them shots and stuff, because sometimes them shots, you want to, look, just like when you go out and buy a refrigerator, right? You're going to say, well, I'm trying to save money, right? And so I might go to CVS, I might go to Home Depot, I might go somewhere else, but hey, if I can find it cheaper somewhere else. So they got these bootleg motherfuckers that understand, they went to school. It's like everybody else, but they got the wrong shit. It's like that motherfucking coronavirus. So the thing is, they injecting that shit in your skin. They had, a young man said, once the bitch couldn't walk no more, she got so much plastic surgery.
When did the black
woman look in that mirror and say that she was not good enough, well enough? I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you why that the black woman turns around and does things like that. You know why? Because she was a bullshit-ass, faggot-ass nigga for a mate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, when you were a black man and he put you down, he a faggot. I bet you check it out, he a fucking faggot.
Yeah.
Because if you were a real black man, he gonna uplift you. He gonna say, no, baby, you ain't gotta do that. Come here, let me put some aloe vera on your stomach for your stretch marks after you had my child. I ain't talking about no goddamn cocoa butter. I'm talking about aloe vera.
Yeah,
because
it's a natural healing. Yeah, aloe vera is a natural healing because I've had some bad cuts and I've used aloe vera on it, and that motherfucker healed up real good. You know what I'm saying? And then also too, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, then also too, ladies and gentlemen. When we look at this insane asylum called Los Angeles, California, where your police in Los Angeles are murderous. Okay, you had a sick son of a bitch who was their chief by the name of Daryl Gates, who made the statement that when black people were being killed by the lap dogs with the chokehold, okay, he gets up there and makes the statement that the reason why black people die from the chokehold in the city of Los Angeles is because the ventricle veins in your neck, or like your carotid artery that goes straight from your heart to your brain, does not reopen back up like in quote-unquote normal people. This is what he said.
All right, let's go there. Our DNA is not their DNA. And I'm going to tell you how brothers and sisters died from the chokehold. You know why? Because you're not equipped.
Wow.
And it's called training.
Mm-hmm.
Training.
Okay.
We have to train. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
We have to train. Yep. Just like the Civil War and everything else going on at Buffalo Soldiers. Do you understand that they didn't kill all them soldiers? After that, Buffalo Soldiers said, oh, we're going to make you a free man now. How you going to make me a free man when the land was mine in the beginning? Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why brothers die in a chokehold is because what? We're still sitting right eating pork. We still sitting around here not taking care of our bodies like we should do. We're not exercising. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Let me tell you something. Motherfucker, you know, there's a technique. Let me tell you something. I'm going to take my hand. I'm going to break your motherfucking nose.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
see, when I bring you down, I'm going to come up. You go down, I'm going to come up. And it's called training. That's one thing that we have to do in the black community is what?
Exactly.
You got heavy hitters out here. I'm sure Sabaka know how to knock a motherfucker out real quick. And it's easy.
Yes,
I knocked out a motherfucker that was 6'2". I went low. I went into the kneecap.
Yes, okay, for you to score a knockout, you need is 12 pounds of pressure on a square inch. PSI, pounds per square inch? Yeah. You need 12 pounds PSI on a motherfucker's chin, and he will go to sleep. Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
He's going to sleep.
You are absolutely correct. That's all you need is 12 pounds of pounds per square inch on a motherfucker's chin or his temple, and he will hit the fucking deck. Yes, ma'am. That is a fact.
Yep. He's going to go to sleep.
That is a fact. Yes, that is a fact.
See, one
also
thing
too,
that we have to stop doing as black people,
ma'am,
as melanated people, as Nawabians, as nobles and lords, as God and goddesses, we have to stop doubting our ability. Do you know what the Winter Solstice is going on right now? Okay? Grab that energy. Grab that stuff, because you have to understand that the black man is what? God. And when the black
man
understands that he is God, we are not going nowhere.
That's
right.
Because when you put that doubt in your mind, you done already broke down.
Yes,
because
ma'am, that
the
is
black
correct.
Man,
yes,
because
ma'am.
Of everything that's going on with us in society, I feel like he is not sufficient. He is not equipped. and then you get with them low-life bitches I fuck with. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was a sister that was around and she liked you and she was stalled. But you said,
right.
Oh, no, I'm over here. You know, look, the only way you be over there is because she has seized by you. If she didn't have no seized by you, you do not go over there. You all appreciate
mm-hmm.
the fact. You thought it was cool that she over there hanging on the corner, smoking a weed, or she had her booty hanging out. No, no woman has her ass hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And that has nothing to do with
that. Sunset
anymore.
Boulevard. Yes, ma'am. That sounds like Sunset Boulevard, you know, when they used to have all the hookers up there on the Sunset Strip, you know what I'm saying? And that's where all them freaks would come out of their mansions up there, you know, out of Coldwater Canyon, Laurel Canyon, Beverly Hills. What's that raggedy motherfucker O.J. Simpson used to live in? Brentwood and all of that. And then to prove that this
is
porn even more so. Now, let's look at the case of Bill Cosby. Okay, now, Bill Cosby is fabulously wealthy. Okay, they're going to say that this man, you know, had drugged these ugly-ass broads and raped them and all this old shit. The man is 84 years old. They got him in prison talking about he's a vile sexual predator. And he ain't got to do no shit that like that because the only thing Bill Cosby had to do, people, was get off in his limousine, drive down Ventura Boulevard, and he could have picked up one of them wretched-ass, raggedy so-and-sos that he had wanted. You see, so he didn't have to do that bullshit, and then not to mention the fact
My thing
that
is,
Mr. Cosby's son was
Ray,
as well too.
Right. My thing is how they remember all that for all them years. Now all of a sudden, and they want to say something about it. That's like 41 years now. Now you know that's all lies anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why he's selling time in jail. You know why?
Why?
Because he's a part of the Black Boule. And when he decided not to be a part of the Black Boule, then they want to bring out stuff they did. But you have to understand, they was all down for it. How do you be in a house with your husband and not know what your husband is doing in the house? Let me tell you, I've been married over 16 years. That Negro sitting back there, that melanated brother sitting back there, he can't walk through here without me knowing where he gone. Wait, what time you on? Let me tell you something. You tried that one time before, and you observe it. You have to understand the relationship when it comes to a Black woman and a Black man. We are the Trinity. So when you feeling high, you feel I'm already picking up on your energy. And at that time, when I get that energy, I know not to say nothing to you today. I may say, oh, okay, are you going to take me to work? I have or whatever or what's going on. But I know not to trigger you. See, let me tell you something. Like I told them motherfuckers today, it's a balance. Mm-hmm. It's a balance not only when it comes to you having a family. It's a balance when you got to go out there and go to work because you're still working for them crackers. If you are not going to be self-sufficient and circulate the money within our community. It's a balance alone dealing with your household. It's a balance alone dealing with your seed. It's a balance alone just dealing with yourself. When are you going to have this sabbatical? You cannot. Not at this time right now.
Right.
And you
should have never had
it back then.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, we got Brother Che calling out to Mile High 720 last 44169. Brother Che, how's things in the Mile High City, sir?
Black power.
Hey, put some black empowerment. Everybody that's on the call right now.
Black power.
Things in Colorado, Moderna just touched down. So we got our first shipment of the Moderna vaccine.
Oh, man.
Colorado.
Wow.
They stopped
Damn.
The police for a week. You know.
Okay.
They want to actually show their care for the hall. holidays, so they're not doing no sleep this week. And then our lawsuit is still in full effect.
Good, 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 real good. Sue the shit out them motherfuckers,
that's
man.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
That ain't nothing but a damn human rights violation. You know what I mean? It's because here it is, Denver, Colorado. I spent 3 winters there, black family. You can literally see all 4 seasons in one day there. But however, when it decides to dump some snow in Denver, Colorado, oh, yeah, you're going to get quite a bit.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Snow.
No, that's for real. I experienced
well,
it.
Well, then we go back here. I mean, we go back here. You're talking about human rights. You're talking about civil rights. You're talking about all these rights. Let me tell you something.
Yes,
this is our land.
Right.
Until our brothers and sisters understand that this is our land, and they do not feel intimidated when it goes down
right.
to something else. You have to understand that let's talk about the Trail of Tears. Let's talk about how they took our indigenous people and turned around and let them walk off a mountain with a gun that they had. And let's talk about how many times it has been fought over and over
ma'am.
Again. Let me tell you
okay,
something, brothers and sisters. It is not time for that shit to be fought no more. It's time for us to do. And how do you do? You have to do first thing you have to do is read. A lot of you motherfuckers don't like to read. And you have to
right
read.
About
you
that.
Have to understand your history. You
that's,
have to know
true.
What's going
yes,
on.
Man.
The only thing
real
you
talk.
Getting is a podcast here, a podcast there. And I am just so proud that your buck is actually giving you something to work. That you have to do what? Why on your own?
Yes,
where
ma'am.
Are you going to
yes,
buy that next? What are you going to do next? It's not even a part of that. Do you understand that from the beginning of time was the annihilation of the black man? And I'm going to tell you how it started.
Yes, ma'am.
How it started. Was the black man trying to eliminate the black woman?
Mm-hmm.
See, do you want to
mm-hmm.
talk about mommy water?
Stress so much.
Does anybody
want to
talk about voodoo?
Real talk.
And and that's real talk. And then keep in mind, though, too, sisters, that they made it a point on the plantation system, you know, to when they would sodomize the black man, when they would beat the black man, they always did it in the presence of his woman and his firstborn male child that they would bring there front and center. Now, I got a question. Now, for all you ass-scratching, Sambo-Rambo Negroes up there in the U.S. Congress, how come none of you sorry-ass motherfuckers never bring that up? And you're welcome to call in here at 516-418-5996. Press 1, and you know what I'm saying? And then keep in mind.
Yes, brother, tell him!
Right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Obama. Can we go back to Obama?
Okay.
Let me tell you about Obama. Obama was in Chicago, right? Chicago,
right.
And he was under a pastor. That pastor, I can't remember his name off the break, but he came here to D.C. He is all about black power. That pastor is. Him and Michelle Obama, they got pictures of them being in the front seat.
What
happened to that black power when you got into the motherfucking White House? Obama ain't no good either. And y'all keep on thinking that Obama was the first black president. You're lost again. But before George Washington, there was a black man that actually run this shit, and they were Charles. And I can't remember the last name. Check it out. You think my resources ain't real? All I do is
Sister Anaya. Sister. Okay, I know you in a good mood right now and all that, okay, but let's just kind of keep our voices down a little bit. Yeah, okay, go ahead,
are you
going
to fill in your video clip for the show?
For tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, you guys will have that there first thing tomorrow morning before 12 o'clock my time.
Okay, man. All right. Peace and blessings, yeah. Man. Everybody have a good night.
Okay, you too, Brother Jack.
Okay, and also, too, ladies and gentlemen, most definitely check out Mile High News. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is the West Coast correspondent
check
for Mile High News. Please check it out. It's very, very informative. You know, the show is evolving. I believe we're going up to our 56th episode right now, so definitely check us out. Definitely check out Unity Community, which is land for us, by us, where we will have our own community, where we'll be policing for ourselves, where we'll be producing for ourselves and getting some farmland, you know, going on, you know, as well too, you know. So therefore, okay, is up to us to take care of us. You see what I'm saying? Is because, you know, and we could do this here, Black family. We really could do this here, okay? I think we got another caller calling in. We're going to let him on the air right now at the area code 216. The last four is 7913. You're on the air on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's on your mind?
Black Power. This is Brother Aziz. Sorry, I'm late.
Brother Aziz, it's always a pleasure.
I was in the middle of a meeting. Actually, I was in a meeting. I'm still in the meeting, but my queen was listening to the show, and I had to come on because I don't know who the female is on the show. But I have her twin in my meeting because their voices sound just the same. We're trying to figure out, is this the same person in two places at once? But, I know what you posted on the book is that the show is a roast.
Yeah,
so who's being roasted?
Brother,
you?
Night, brother.
Yeah, you're on being roasted on the host a little bit. Yeah, we could roast it back a little bit.
No,
this
we could be on the most of this random
tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'll
hey,
be roasting it.
Hey,
Shabaka,
let's say this right quick. Shabaka, I'm in the process of actually, I hope brothers and sisters are listening because, you know, I do have some heavy hitters out here that are women, that are doctors. But I'm just saying, if you have your wives or whatever, even though we are part of the party, I think that the women need to do something, and they need to see this. It's called a women's auxiliary. And when you say, I want to be a sister of the million black women in New York. So what I got to do is I got to build my capital here. You know, I'm dealing with some sisters in Chicago. I'm just saying that if you got a wife that's a lawyer I don't need a lawyer because, well, I don't know yet. I got a meeting because I'm going with Cooper and Cooper, all black law firm, and there's three sisters. Tanya has turned around and became judge in Virginia Beach. And then Wanda is also a business law. So my thing is I want to get us a round table. And what I want to do with this round table is I want to create our legacy. So our legacy, just like the brother was saying, McDonald's is a name. Nordstrom's is a name. That's a name. They a name. And we're buying those names. We have to get our money out of their shit and put it in our so the money can circulate. We have to circulate our money within our black community. And one of the things I was telling them, the one thing I want to get is a grocery store. If you go up here in Baltimore, all they got is ShopRite. I go in there and look around. I say, all right, the fruit's looking a little good, but what about these meats and stuff in there? We have to have our own grocery stores, our own banks, and our own hospitals and everything else. It should not be said that we only got two black-owned banks that I know about. Industrial Bank is just here in Washington, D.C., but they also got that Bank United Bank in California. But when I signed up, I said, can y'all help me over here? They said, no, I have to be in California to do stuff. No, it don't work. That's a negative. We have to, in this small world, being cooperative. We have
right.
to start bringing our money into your music. Let me tell you something. Do you feel the energy, let alone feel the drum? And if I need to play some drum to let you know, because it's there, it's in your DNA. We already did
right,
that two or three times
right.
ago, not even dealing with Black Wall Street. The only thing now
right.
is that we have to what? Advance.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
How
good
do
call.
We advance? We have.
Okay.
People don't even realize y'all got children around there. And you talking about, oh, so that's ancestors coming back. And then, and your children can show you a lot of stuff. Your children
okay.
can turn around how to work this computer, how to set up this podcast, because they are in
right.
tune with that.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Every time
right.
they kill a Black child, why they go so young? Why you don't
yeah.
come with the, oh, oh.
The reason why
I don't
kill
really
off
deal
youth.
With a lot with Umar Johnson, but I'm going to tell you like this. Some of the stuff
yeah.
is, and that goes back in the power of discernment. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You really don't know how much power you have. You can elevate yourself off the
mm-hmm.
ground. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can lift. So everything that needs to be done. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something like this. All right. So when you had that brother over there, right, and he
right.
started that school over in motherfucking Brooklyn, New York, we
yeah.
need to help him and invest in him because that's still generating money for us. Even
right.
though we don't have the money. That, see, the thing is, we have to. All this talking about killer crackers, who fucking cares? To me, they're obsolete. We
mm-hmm.
have to build up capital, brothers and sisters. We
mm-hmm.
have to build up money. You understand
Real
what I'm talking
yeah.
about? We have
oh,
to
yeah.
be able to be
work.
In a fighting ring.
Yeah, and this is why we emphasize, you know, wealth distribution and wealth management and generational wealth, you know, for our community right here. And what we have to do, Black man and woman, is that we have to turn to ourselves is because we
right.
are all we got. These other groups, you know,
yep.
they don't mean us no damn good, you know what I'm saying? And feel free to roast
they
on them as
our
well,
best
too.
Interest at heart. Right. They don't have
exactly. our best interest. And what it is Black family, is that the only thing time that they're going to, quote unquote, do something for you is when they feel that they could capitalize off of it. Now, the biggest proof of this right here was this damn election, or whatever what the fuck you want to call it. They had black people and everybody else voting in record numbers. So you got Sliding Biden mm-hmm. and you got Kamala Lockema Harris. You know what I'm saying? And what's going to happen is now with Kamala Harris being the vice president, we all do know that she will be presiding over the United States Senate in her role as the vice president, because that's what the vice president does. Not only does the vice president back up the president if he can't go to work that day or whatever, but the main function of the vice president, you know, is to preside
mm-hmm.
over the U.S. Senate, just like how you got this demented broad named Nancy Pelosi that presides
yeah.
over the House of Representatives. And also, too, folks, our chat room is opened tonight. It's finally decided to work. So definitely, you know, hit us in the chat room.
My thing is this. Maybe me and Shabaka will get married, because let me tell you something. Even though I joke, I have our clown, there's nothing wrong with being with a man that understands what you talking about. And you have to understand, and it goes back to the Trinity. The black man, the black woman, and the black child, that's the Trinity. Ain't about no
right.
Jesus Christ. I don't even call him by the black name any goddamn week. We have to figure out a way to get the money back generated in the community. And I'm not just
right.
talking about in the community
right.
of your state. I'm talking about in the community of all 51 states.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because
ma'am. Okay. And the
yep,
way how
we'll
generate that wealth, black family, is like this right here. The way you could generate the wealth is start recirculating the dollars in the black community, just like what Mile High News is doing, you know, with the Unity community, a community for us and by us where we will police ourselves, build our own housing right there. And I'm quite sure, you know, they're going to have some infrastructures there too, you know, electrical systems, you know, sewage systems, water systems, and what have you. And this is what we have to do, black family. I mean, let's be real. We got to get the fuck away from these people. Straight out. I mean, that is no bullshit.
Real talk.
And the reason being is because they are the fucking virus. You see what I'm saying? Is because just like Brother Malcolm told us over 60 years ago, there is no place on this planet where that motherfucker ain't went and sat out there and wrecked some type of havoc on it. Rather if it was war, rather if it was famine, rather if it was disease. You see what I'm saying? Rather if it was fucking with the agricultural land and products and stuff like that, like how when
yep.
these crackers that started moving out here westbound, you know, they started giving the indigenous people here blankets with syphilis in it and smallpox in it. Now, ain't now that's your form of germ warfare right there. And then, of course, what
right.
they did to us on a plantation system, you know what I'm saying? They gave us the virus via
no.
that.
But I am
they
not talking about my news. I love Shabaka Shakur and also, you know what I'm saying, as far as current, my thing is this. When you got brothers and sisters in there, right? And they turn around, they utilize because they got motherfucking feelings. Oh, let me tell you something. The one thing that you need to control is your feelings. Because it's not about your feelings. It's about a collective of our brothers and sisters. You're going to get mad at me today because I didn't say something. You see, you have to take the E out of ego. Because you feel like, oh, and I'm going to tell you that right now. As far as dealing with me, I'm going to let you know it is not no feeling that business is business. And when I go back to my home and I take my reserve, my sabbatical. That's what I do. When I take care of business, I mean,
no, yes, ma'am. Yeah, yeah. Sister's absolutely right on that. You know what I'm saying? So what we have to do is that we have to start, you know, turning into ourselves, you know, for our salvation, for our progress, and for our self-protection.
Yeah, it's time for us to stay on cold, come together to uplift ourselves because and we see other people do it, but you know we just falling into pieces. So it's time to pick up the pieces and build up. Come on, family,
no,
gotta do
this. Oh, yes, sir, and we can do it too, Brother Isaiah. Now, keep in mind, I'm of the opinion for us to get back off into our right chain of thought. Off into our right mindset, it's going to take at least 50 years. It's because of my observation of the last 50 years since the Black Empowerment era, we as a people have regressed 100 years or more than 100 years in the last 50 years. Okay, case in point, like when the rap music first came out in the early 1980s, it was all positive, you know what I'm saying? And even Queen Mother Sada Shakur had gave a lecture on that about how it could be an excellent vessel and an excellent channel for us to upgrade the quality of life for our youth.
Right.
But then here comes old Mr. Hollywood, you know. So then, you know,
yeah,
those cats,
evil,
you know,
those
you
evil
know,
major record labels owned by Whitey, owned by them
exactly.
crackers,
you
know. You
know
sure.
what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is, black families, then they got you know, these Hollywood people, you know, down there, you know, luring you out there to Los Angeles and, you know, and getting you twisted all type of ways.
Right.
Is because in the first place, a lot of them ain't never been there before. So with them not being there before, they get them out there in Century City where the lawyers is and have them sign all this shit where they signing away their residuals, where they're signing away their money, and then the cold part about it is, you see, then they sitting up there wondering why they're broke. But however, but thank God
they're
for
not even signing
the contract.
They're signing their own blood.
They're the right
taking
thing.
Their soul, too. Yeah, they're taking their
soul. Well, let me tell you this, brother. Let me tell you this, brothers. Let me tell you this. When Melly Queen sent me a message, and she's talking about they got Vanguard, she, and I asked, can I be a professor with the Vanguard? They're talking about what credentials do you have? Let me tell you what credentials I have. Knowledge itself. That's number one. Book not.
Right.
Common sense.
Right.
Street not.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And the only thing that I need is what? I need to know who I am. I don't have to sit around here and turn around and show you my credentials. I believe the book she wrote when he said by train. I got 50 million trains. I'm a CDL driver. I'm a phlebotomist. I'm also an EBT. I'm also more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My thing is this. Every time you deal with brothers and sisters, it's about favoritism. When did the favoritism come in? Because this is a struggle that we have to deal with ourselves all together. Why do I have to be of this part, of that part, of that part? Why can't I be all parts? Because we are the world. We are the universe. So every time you turn around, I got to do this paperwork. I got to do this shit. And I took my shahada when I was 17. A lot of motherfuckers. And I'm a mom. Do you understand that? Do you drink beer?
I greatly say that.
Yeah, I drink beer. But the thing about that, even when drinking in beer, when I'm conducting business, or if I am out beating you for the Black Panther Party, I will not have anything in my system. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Motherfuckers got this motherfucking shit twisted.
Right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do, Sister Anna. Yes. Yeah, they sure do, Sister Anna. And then
because I just want to know, what else is the, because I don't know why we do have favoritism. I don't know why we got to act like a certain different way to around these crackers anyway. They tell us how to act, tell us how to dress and all that. No, we not should be able to do that. No, We should,
just
be proud. Right.
From the plantation system. It's because you got to see, the thing is that you got to keep in mind, Brother Isaiah, when the first slave was brought here, I'm talking about the brother that made the passage, that got off that stinking-ass, unsanitary-ass slave ship at the ports here at Norfolk, Virginia, New Orleans, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, Charleston, South Carolina. Okay, is that the thing is that was the most difficult Negro to deal with, so they spent a lot of time demasculating him in the presence of the Black female and in the presence of his children. So then what happened was with the second generation, being totally stripped of his culture, of where he's come from, his namesake, and the only thing he knows is that he's Master Charlie's property. You see what I'm saying? Just like some NFL player got up here, and I'm not going to say his name.
Same.
An NFL player got up there and said that he was so proud of the slave name that he had. And you see, and this is sad, Black family. This is really sad. And this here just goes to show of how through his cognitive dissonance and through the brainwashing of the mindset of how we were demasculated, brutalized, had their culture beat off into us, And this here goes to show the adverse effect. Okay, now, just like when you had the Black Empowerment era, where Black people were proud to be Black, you know, they were in the Afros and what have you, and do what came along in the mid-1970s, the disco shit. So when the disco shit came in, then you had all the crackers coming up here copying Black music.
Water it down.
Again.
Yep, you already know.
Okay, they called it disco, just like Elvis Presley had copied Black music in the 50s, and they had the audacity to call this son of a bitch the king of rock and roll. That Black man and woman is an insult to our intelligence. You see what I'm saying? Now, with these house Negroes, Elias Cummings.
It's a copycat off from Stealing Stones.
John Lewis. You know what I'm saying? Where these people that went out there, they got beaten down in Alabama, you know what I'm saying, you know, crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge. But a lot of times you'll hear them talking about how that they were beaten. But if I didn't know any better, I could swear that this individual who was subjugated to all these beatings is like it. Does that make any sense? And then it does not have the presence of mind and says, well, you know what? Maybe we should check out our Second Amendment rights. Maybe we should form our own unity communities. Maybe we should get some factors of production, you know, to do for ourselves and to put our own people to work, to educate our own children, and then to instill in them, you know, that it's okay to be Black. You see what I'm saying? You know, and instead of going out here copycatting, you know, these recessive dream motherfuckers. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Seriously. You know what I mean? And then not to mention the fact that you get a lot of Black college graduates, you know, that Carter G has said in his Miseducation of the Negro. You're not being educated to go up here to enhance, you know, a family skill, a family trade, or a family business like they do in the Asian communities, right? But what it is they condition you to go out here to get a job, to be more productive for somebody else other than yourself. That is miseducation. Asians go to college. They building up their businesses. They continuing on their family's legacy. Same things with the people from India and things of this nature here.
Right.
And then also, too, Black family, like they got all these new apps that they keep putting in your fucking phones and all this old type of shit. Don't take them because, see, this is where your viruses come from. This is how you get fished. This is how they get all your personal information and things of that nature right there. Because you remember when you used to be able to open you up 2 and 3 Gmail accounts, 2 and 3 Yahoo accounts. Now they're coming to you with this prepackaged bullshit. Well, we need your backup account, you know, in case, you know, you lose your information for this one. Oh, we want to cross-file it with your phone number. We want to cross-file your Facebook account with your Twitter account and all this old type of bullshit. Don't go
and
for
your
Black
location, What the world?
And then keep in mind, though, too, Brother Isaiah, is that what they could do, you don't have to put on your location for your on your phone for them to know where you are. Because the last couple of weeks, I looked at my damn cell phone, right, you know, because, traveling, you know, avoiding the COVID shit, right? And this damn cell phone is telling me every motherfucking place that I've been and the damn location bar is off.
What? Are you
understand
serious?
Me?
What the hell?
Very serious. You see, and then on top of it too, you know, because since they got that hidden gay agenda, you know, they want us and they want to censor us is because we tell them, well, hey, you know, this shit ain't cool. Our people are not about that. It's because we were not off into that, you know, when we were on the continent, because great emphasis was placed on procreation, and procreation of life only becomes between a union of man and woman,
Steve,
you know what I'm saying, and all that old bullshit right there. And then also, too, folks, we see we got some callers here. If you want to speak live on air, just press number one, and we'll be more than happy to have you on
air. Am I still on live?
Yeah, you're still alive,
Sister Naya. All right, so I'm gonna tell you something right now. Let me tell you something. Sabaka Strauss is actually right, but every time you turn around, they constantly degrading you as a Black man. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. This land is your land. We are indigenous.
I've been researching that.
We are more.
I've been researching
we
that.
Are
right.
all of that. We are every
okay.
religion that you want to talk about came from our ancestors. Coptic came from Christianity. The only thing them motherfuckers did was, you know why? I'm going to tell you why everything was sin. Because them motherfuckers decided to fuck them bitches in them Copious Mountains. And I'm going to tell you who helped fuck them. It was Lord. But Lord talk about that. And if them motherfuckers was in the red hats with the sign, not the black ones. But the red ones to the side, they went up there and fucked them bitches. They went up there and had babies by them. Mulatto. Look at me. I'm fair skinned. I said I'm brown from the boogie down. I already know what I got on me. Because you have to understand what's in the Moors, because they left out of Egypt. The Moors went and they also fucked up Spain and everywhere else. We are paying the price for they dumbass.
Okay.
Because
they did not
decide to go over here.
Right. Because
you have to understand, at that time, their only gripe was what? I'm going to tell you what their gripe was. The gripe was they wanted to find out why does the woman have this and I have that. Let me tell you something. You go back to the way of the beginning of time, even dealing with Mommy Walker. Even dealing with the Black Madonna, the Immaculate Conception was not no penetration from a man.
Right.
Because at one time, our man was the sun. And you have to understand, in a song is set in her roof.
Right.
And that goes way back to our history again, too. You, a woman, can have a baby that's dealing with the sun.
Yes,
ma'am.
Real talk. Okay. Now, also, too, black family, that we got to keep in mind, you know, after doing a great deal of research, you know, over the course of my lifetime, I've came across some very interesting information about a king by the name of Abu Bakari. And based on my research, Abu Bakari was the brother, the older brother of Mansa Musa, and as we all know, who was the king of the Songhai Empire. And we know that. And so Abu Bakari, on information, you know, that I came across, that he had documented, you know, where they had circumnavigated the globe at least about 200 times, you know, prior to this drunk motherfucker named Columbus with his disease-infested stinking ass. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't discover America. If Columbus was so sharp,
okay, now, if Columbus was so sharp, why did the drunk motherfucker turn left when he should have turned right? Because his sorry stinking ass thought he was going into India, but where he came to the continent that it was referred to me as is either Turtle Island or Aztlan, Aztlan. Okay. Now, in the state of Colorado, every Columbus Day, the people were like from the indigenous nations of North America, they converge on the Colorado state capitol and they crumb bomb on the sorry ass motherfucker. They really do. Okay. And like one gentleman had said, and I'm asking this question right here. How in the hell can Columbus have discovered America when somebody was already standing there on the shore? You see what I'm saying?
My point exactly.
And then on top of it, too, how is this clown by the name of Magellan, who was from Portugal, had a motherfucker with him, a navigator by the name of Africanus, and they go around a key line and start calling it Africa? You see the hypocrisy here, black family. So what it is, people, is that we got to get our children away from this bullshit.
Right. Right. Yeah. They always find out where they name something that we build.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, like the Fuck Boys, Alexander the Barbarian, other son of a bitch, Socrates, Plato, and who was that other motherfucker over there? It was three of them. Oh, Aristotle. Okay, now, as Professor George G. James says in his book, Stolen Legacy, and he asked this question, why is it that you ain't never heard of none of these motherfuckers like Aristotle, okay, Plato, and Socrates until they went to Kemet? You see what I'm saying? So they're going down there renaming everything. You see what I mean? Then not to mention the fact like how Napoleon had went to the Hermocket that they called the Sphinx and shot the nose off of it. You see what I'm saying? You know, it is some really, really sick shit, black family. You know, it really is.
And I love
kind of
poor.
Man, don't get me started on a Cleopatra. They're trying to whitewash her, Cleopatra.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then
Cleopatra was a white bitch and a black bitch. Let me tell you something. She made a mistake. Well, she got with Mark Anthony, because you have to understand, with Mark Anthony, she turned around and she had two kids, but she also had a child with Julius Caesar. So with the child with Julius Caesar, they turned around and they wanted to keep him, but the children of Mark Anthony, they annihilated him.
So in other words, it was still part of their plan to divide and conquer.
Yeah, divide and conquer. You have to understand that she loved Patrick. Everybody tried to portray her as a white woman. She was not.
She wasn't. She was a sister. She was sister queen. Yeah.
Yeah. And then keep in mind is that
And they also trying to say that she half Greek. Like, what the fuck? Egypt is not for Sweden.
I'll tell you why they tell you about the half Greek thing. So what happened with that situation, you have to understand at that time, Henry VIII was in charge. Mm-hmm. So Henry VIII was also cutting the heads off of all the women. Let me tell you, some homosexuality has always been a part of Caucasian European. You have to understand that even, I know a lot of people, I'm getting ready to tell y'all something y'all don't want to hear. But the cracker is actually good, but he's only your lower vibration. So, when you decide, because you have to understand that the first bone was actually found where? In Kenya. And then other people say in Ethiopia. But Ethiopia was the first female bone. Kenya was the first black male bone. So the thing is this, is that you have to understand that because of the DNA that we have in us, the reason why they want to sit over here and take our organs and stuff, because you have people out here utilizing our children, sucking up their pineal gland, and they actually get high off of it. Let me tell you something like this. When the black man realizes how powerful he is, there's no fear that he's going to have. Because Hannibal, let me tell you something, slavery did not start at that time. They only show you periodically things that actually occur. But we have to what? Like I tell brothers and sisters, we have to go back. Because you have to understand that our ancestors developed this world. And even if you listen to Dr. North, he said we came down here and we developed what?
So,
the process of us developing everything that needs to be developed. And then, and you have to understand that those people that you think that are Caucasian are not. Even Queen Elizabeth is a Moor. But they turn around and they say that they said, well, her great grandmother was black. Because why?
Mm-hmm.
It was racist.
Mm-hmm.
And doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to take that? So you have to understand when slavery came about, it was a problem of what? Cattle slavery. So cattle slavery is totally different because now you take it kings and queens and this and that. You have to understand that a lot of our brothers and sisters committed suicide before they decided to get on that boat. They just jumped in the water. That's why yin and yang is in there. And they say, when you want to play, go through the water.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the water.
Real talk.
Go through the water.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of things we have failed to realize because what? We don't want to know our history. Or you're probably married to a cool motherfucker like I am. But I tell you what, next I'll bust his motherfucking ass out. But look, that's beside the point. The point is this. I'm not worried about that. Because just like the wicked soulless and everything else, this is our history.
Mm-hmm.
The ancestors are telling
that's
you
right.
now. Right now, go outside and pray. Go outside and meditate. Go outside and make everything day. What do you want me to have? Go outside today. And I'm going to be outside all today. And I am. Because the one thing that you have to understand, even dealing with that Bible, is I am. I am what? I am who I see in that mirror. I am who I see in my skin. I am who I am. The best. You have to figure out at that time how you going to be confident within yourself. Let me tell you something. These motherfuckers are going to put some shit on your head that you cannot get out of until you get out of it by believing in yourself. The first time you felt that, you already lost. The first time you turn around there and say that you can't do it, you're already lost. Because it is an already game.
Well, what I'm
This is our time. This is our time. Do what our ancestors started a long time ago. Dealing with Hannibal.
Our time. You're right. Our time is now. Yep.
So the only thing you have to do is what? Embrace it. Don't get upset if you see a spirit come in. Open yourself up. Even when they had that fight in Haiti, you think the only thing they used was arms? Get the fuck out of here. They was utilizing our shit.
Okay. And then keep in mind, though, too, is that, you know, they are still punishing Haiti for that. This is why they got all this foreign debt to France. Okay?
Yep.
It's because when... the Haitians got rid of the French up out of there. They did not go sit at a lunch counter and beg for a cup of coffee. They did not get out there, organize, tolerate, and march, or I should say to tolerate, organize, and march. Now, let's look at the three letters there of tolerate, organize, and march. T-O-M. Okay, you know, as in Tom, you know, connect the dots. What they did was is that they used any means necessary to get rid of their oppressor, to get rid of his ass and to shut him down. They went on and killed them motherfuckers, okay? And France, to this day, is still collecting a colonial debt from Haiti, just like what they're doing with the African nations. Now, when the African nations started getting their independence in the 1960s and what have you, why in the fuck are they still in debt to England, to Belgium, to France. You see what I'm saying? To Portugal. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is why I appreciate it when I did research on Her Majesty Queen Nzinga in the 1500s. And the Portuguese, you know, had went down there to Matamba, which they called Angola. And they, you know, come up there with their lies, deceit, and bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So then they come back a few years later after these visitors had came there and met with Nzinga. They came back with their military. And they come back there giving Her Majesty some orders about, well, you know, Angola is now a colony of Portugal. And Her Majesty said, oh, is that right? Well, check this out, man. Let me put some work in on your ass. And she had fought the Portuguese for the next 50 years of her adult life, all the way until she died at the between the age of 80 and 85, based on research that I have done. But you see, black family, this is the shit Hollywood is not going to show you. Just say what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Hollywood is not going to make any true films or any true stories about our people's culture. The only thing they're going to come up to you is that ass-scratching, yassa-bossing, aiming in his Andy, buck dancing, you know what I'm saying? Shit like Mandingo, shit like, what's that dumb shit, man, that they had a few years back?
What's that?
Fridays and stuff like that. Now, it's entertaining to a point, but at the same token, it's projecting the wrong image of us, particularly black men, around the world.
With the TV show.
These TV shows
how that's messed right now. All this reality shows
are
making us look bad. Love and hip hop and all that.
Here's one for you, black family, that you're going to love. Okay, I'm in Pasadena, California, you know, a few years back down on Colorado Boulevard where they have the bullshit Rose Parade. So this dude, man, from Eastern Europe, he comes up to me with my brother, I got these watches for sale and all that. I says, look, man, check this out. Let me explain something to you, man, and let me give you an education. The first thing is, man, I'm not your brother, number one. Second of all, that thing that right there that you're selling is bullshit, okay? And I strongly advise you to not go out there, you know, and approaching every black man that you see with this bullshit, because, see, this is a grave insult. You see what I'm saying? This is a very, very grave insult.
I've been seeing them, too, downtown, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing
them.
We like the motherfuckers. Yeah, they'd be like, we like a nice gold watch. I was like, no, it's not really gold. It must be like it really might be green when I put it around my wrist.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Hey, brothers, can y'all hear me? Can you hear me now? I'm gonna tell you what you do. You get that black cannon, you get that parson saber. I'm gonna tell you what you do. This is a spiritual war. But as you have to understand, I'm going to go back over and over and over again. The black man is God. Do you understand that? Look, do y'all see the wooden brothers that are happening? The shed up there. Let me tell you something. You got so much power in you as a black. Let me tell you something. The black man and the black woman is the beginning of free. Let me tell you something. I'm not downing nothing with the black, but we need to tap in our spirituality. Let me tell you something. The black man and the black woman working in unity, you cannot stop it. Let me tell you, there's portals. I know a lot of people say, Dan, are you crazy? No, there's portals. Let me tell you, Dr. York used to talk about these aliens. They are reptilians. They be killing us and actually sacrificing our bodies to their God. Let me tell you something. Look, I don't even want to tell you what I really want to do because I am going to say, you take my children. I'm going to come in your house and take yours. Let me tell you, there's a battle going on. And the battle is the fact that them crackers already know. You have to understand they was up there in the mountains. They was up. Right. We are pulling out, but you have to understand that our ancestors actually created them. And then they turn around and talk about evolution, talking about some monkey. Get the fuck out of here. Let me tell you something. That's why they put that motherfucker out. His mouth in the goddamn first place. Let me tell you something. And then they got that book on a book of Hobbit. Get the fuck out of here. Let me tell you something. The black man can stop the universe. He can. With his mind alone. You think I'm playing, right? You think I'm playing?
Mm-mm.
It has been done.
Real talk.
Yeah, and
he
then
can.
On top of it, too.
The black woman can. Yes, she can. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers are like, yeah, you all of a sudden, let me tell you, don't nobody come around my house. I leave my door open all night. I lay on my motherfucking couch. Ain't nobody coming on, man. Let me tell you something. There's things that need to be done every time you turn around. You got an agreement with all these motherfuckers, but you got a problem with brothers and sisters coming over from the Caribbean. Coming through Florida. We had our time. We did it. Even after when they put that Reconstruction era, that was our shit.
We need to do our shit. Okay, now also, too, I just want to change the subject here briefly. Okay, it's because also, too, we want to talk about over here on the West Coast, in the state of Oregon. You know, you had the Proud Boys, you know, who went up there and tried to smash in the state capitol up there in Salem, Oregon, you know, which is the state capital of it. And what it is that they were armed and that they had wanted to go up there because they protesting a lockdown, you know, of the state of Oregon is because, you know, everybody's losing money and all this old type of stuff with these stay-at-home orders and all of this. But I find it very, very interesting. They did not have any National Guard out there on them. You know what I mean? I find that very interesting. Yeah.
That the same damn government that you decided to vote for and everything else is against us. You have to understand welfare was not generated from us. They was generated from the white trash motherfuckers. You have to understand the Homestead Act. That was our land they took from us.
Because we
are good people, because we are kind of high or whatever, you know, we listen even when Shaka and Zulu talk about some motherfucking bullshit. Let me tell you something. Leave the reptilian alone. The only time you deal with a cracker is if you absolutely have to. And I'm telling you, brothers, leave them motherfucking crackers, them motherfucking pigs, them motherfucking goddamn reptilians alone. Don't marry them. Don't have no babies, Bob. Leave them alone. See, once you realize that they are not a part of your objective anymore, they don't have any power over you.
Right.
Because you already know your laws. You already know what's going on. But you have to understand, even with that, we can negotiate that too. Because you are legal, you are voter registered, however, whatever. Leave the crackers alone. Leave them alone. Don't go to any restaurant no more. Don't shop in any stores no more. Don't do nothing. Leave them motherfuckers alone. And once you leave them reptilians alone, they already understand because that they know that you coming into your consciousness. We don't need you no more. This is about our family. What we need to do for our legacy. Leave.
Right.
Don't go to no McDonald's. Don't go to no Burger King. Leave that grocery store. Go to the African store. Go somewhere.
Right.
Go to a black owner. Leave them motherfucking reptilians alone. And the more our brothers and sisters leave, don't go to Nordstrom. Don't go to Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Polo. Don't go to Tommy Hilfiger. Don't go to none of them. Don't go to Nike. I don't give a fuck if that motherfucker put that goddamn site. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Find a brother.
Yeah.
And you have to understand in our history, the first shoe that was ever patented was patented by a black man. Leave them motherfuckers alone. Don't have your children. Get them out of them schools. Because every time even that stupid ass motherfucker up there, what's it, Umar Johnson, even though I don't agree with a lot of stuff he say, but he do know about the education system. Our children do not be in these public schools.
No,
right.
No. You got to get them up out of there.
Not at all.
Get them out of there.
Yeah, you're right about that, sister. You know what I'm saying? You are definitely
right
about
that. They're going to destroy our youth. Our youth from right now. Sure, right now they are. They've been saying some dude with a 5 o'clock shadow with a dress saying it's okay for the boys to be like trying to feminize the boys, saying it's okay to wear a dress. Hell no, we got to get them up out of there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's without a doubt. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this here concludes our show for today. Roast tonight, December 22nd, 2020. Definitely check out Mile High News, in which Shabaka's Black Experience enhances the West Coast correspondent. It's a very, very good program, news for us and by us. And also, too, go to our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, of all the upcoming episodes that we have. And feel free, folks, to drop us a line and, leave us a comment, question, and your concern, to improve the quality of our show. So we're going to end this show tonight, folks, with Malcolm X speaking on the House Negro.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the House Negro and the field Negro, back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good, because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick? We sick." He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here.